In these final days of Advent, the gospel turns our attention not to Mary's words, but rather to Joseph's silence. Yet in that silence, God speaks to us powerfully. Matthew tells us that Joseph was a righteous man, and when he discovers that Mary is with child, well, he doesn't know what to think. Everything he had planned for his life suddenly changes. He could have acted out of anger or fear, but instead, he chooses mercy. Even before the angel appears, Joseph reveals a heart that's tuned to God. And then comes the dream. God doesn't explain everything. He simply says, "Do not be afraid to take Mary into your home." Joseph is asked to trust God, to trust God with everything that he has, his reputation, his future, and his understanding of what's going on. And Joseph does exactly that. When he awakens, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, the gospel says. Well, this is the heart of Advent faith, isn't it? Not dramatic words, not public gestures, but quiet obedience. We don't hear much about obedience these days, do we? But that's what it is. Joseph does not speak in the gospel, yet his actions speak loudly, because he trusted the Savior had a home. Because he obeyed, the promise was fulfilled. Because he welcomed Mary, he welcomed God with us, Emmanuel. Our Advent asks us similar questions. Are we willing to let God interrupt our plans? Can we trust God when life unfolds differently than what we expected, what we were hoping for? Joseph shows us that holiness is often found not in understanding God's plan, but in faithfully living it one step at a time. So as Christmas approaches, many things, you know, are shouting for our attention. Joseph reminds us to slow down, to listen, and to act with faith in our homes, in our families, most importantly, in our hearts. And may we then, these final days of Advent until Wednesday evening, may we, like Joseph, rise from our sleep, cast aside our fears, and do what the Lord asks of us.